News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness is optimistic the economy will experience more than 5% growth over the next 4 years. Mr. Holness says the sacrifices made by the public over the past few years to place Jamaica's economy on a solid footing are attracting positive attention from multilateral financial agencies and private sector interests. This, he anticipates, will generate additional opportunities for the country and help surpass expected growth levels.
There is no question about it. We will grow. And we will probably grow faster than 5%. This government will make sure that we are faithful to the sacrifice that the people have made. We deserve results. We are a great country.
Mr. Holness was addressing the signing of a declaration of intent to implement the Economic Growth Council proposals in New Kingston on Monday. Contracts totaling $38.73 million have been signed to undertake remedial work to court buildings and other structures with a view to improving the quality of service offered by the justice system. The contracts were signed by Justice Minister Delroy Chuck. Of the amount, $6.28 million will be used to facilitate repairs to the St. James Parish Court in Montego Bay, $17.35 million for partial refurbishing works at the Criminal Division of the Halfway Tree Parish Court, and $15.1 million for improvements to the wall and paving of the car park at East Street in downtown Kingston, which serves as the Civil Division of the Kingston and St. Andrew Parish Court.
This signing of contracts is another step in our push to move the justice system forward. There can be no doubt that our commitment to transform the justice system in Jamaica is quite evident.
Mr. Chuck was speaking at the signing ceremony at the ministry's Constant Spring headquarters earlier this week. Since 2010, more than $1 billion has been spent to refurbish and improve a number of courthouses across the island. Preparation is to begin immediately for the planting of Irish potato on 100 acres of land in the Plant and Garden River Agri-Park in St. Thomas. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says all the inputs will be provided for the more than 20 active farmers in the park, with the delivery of seeds to be made within 2 weeks.
And with that, we are also going to arrange that the Irish potato will be marketed by a company. So once that company markets the Irish potato, they will then take out the cost of the seeds, the fertilizer, and the other inputs, and they will then get the profit.
Mr. Hutchinson says the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, will manage the assistance process. Potato cultivation is a major thrust by the government to achieve full self-sufficiency and stability by April 2017. And Cabinet has decided to remove the General Consumption Tax, GCT, on a list of agricultural inputs. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda made the announcement during the sitting of the House of Representatives Tuesday. Some of the agricultural inputs include semi-trailers, chainwire fencing, cooling and storage tanks, multipurpose fish feeding machines, artificial insemination equipment, laboratory equipment and supplements.
This amendment seeks to ensure that our farmers have access to modern equipment and inputs. The current list of zero-rated items for the sector is too limited. Our vision for agriculture is bigger, and we must empower our farmers to enter the modern era.
Mr. Samuda adds that Cabinet considered measures in manufacturing and agreed to remove the rate of special consumption tax payable on alcohol used in the manufacturing process. The revenue to be given up is estimated at $4.2 billion per annum. Those are some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.